That's a sound you may be familiar with. Angry Birds has been downloaded more than a billion times globally. But as more people use smartphones, tablets and other devices to play their computer games, how is it affecting companies like Nintendo, Sony and Microsoft? Andy Robertson is a family gaming expert. He blogs under the name Geek Dad. He's at the Electronic Entertainment Expo in Los Angeles. It's known as the E3. It's where all the big names in the industry release their latest products. He's joining us via Skype now. Andy, what is new then this year?
I think we're seeing those console manufacturers responding to the success of tablets and smartphones and incorporating some of those features into their consoles, but also innovating with new ideas. One of these in particular I thought was quite interesting. For on the Sony PlayStation 3, they have a new accessory called the Wonderbook, which you put in front of your console. The pages are blank until you do that, but then they are populated on your TV with a whole variety of different content. But it's all in 3D and it pops up out of the page and you can interact with it. And they've got the first offering on that, which is brings J.K. Rowling's Harry Potter franchise to it in a product called Book of Spells. So that changes what games are, but also in a small way changes what books are as well.
Isn't the big product this year going to come from the people who make the Wii, the people who made gaming a family thing?
Yes, they've got a really interesting new version of the Wii called the Wii U. Now, this offers a completely new controller and takes that idea of having a tablet screen in front of you on your lap and incorporates it in the sort of console games they've always manufactured, but really changes how you play them. So one player will have the screen in front of them in this Wii U controller. The other players will have a traditional Wii remote controller. And so different players have a different way to interact with the game and to interact with each other. And so I think that's going to be quite revolutionary.
So potentially then, could somebody be playing on the Wii at home? And could somebody be travelling home on the train and be playing on it too?
The Wii more traditionally focuses on games that happen in a single space. And in their press conference, Nintendo wanted to make the point that we're often in the same room as each other, but all staring at our small screens. They wanted to change that and actually say, well, let's interact and talk to each other. And they're suggesting that their Wii U controller is a way for that to happen.
Isn't the question whether games have moved away from consoles and really the future of games lies in the phone and the tablet?
Yeah, and I think that's a really good point. The sort of the rapid increase of game sales on tablets and smartphones, as you mentioned in the opening piece, Angry Birds, you know, millions of people have played that. And that's a brand new market that's bringing new people to video games. But also I think is taking people from the traditional video game consoles of Microsoft, Sony, Nintendo. And they discover these games which are much cheaper on a tablet or an iPad type device. And so that's a very viable alternative.
It comes down to your motivation, doesn't it, of how much you want to play. I suppose if you're going to familiarise yourself with not only a console, but some kind of super console that also will turn itself into a tablet and so on and so forth.
Yeah.
You'd have to have huge motivation. Now, I know you call yourself Geek Dad, and children,
yes,
obviously, they have this motivation, don't you? But I suppose the question is, will enough people have this motivation to preserve the momentum that gaming has had away from the geek and towards everybody?
Yeah, I think what we're seeing is those video game console manufacturers wanting to embrace family gamers and sort of the geek dad audience, but also wanting to try and retain the sort of the hardcore people, those players who have traditionally supported their business as it's grown. And I think there is a question that sort of is starting to be answered, which is, do these consoles offer experiences which are valid for grown-ups and not just children, or is it something that you outgrow? And some games that I've seen at E3 this week, a couple spring to mind. There's one on the Sony PlayStation called Last of Us, and that is a really engaging story about a sort of father-daughter relationship, and touches on themes which you wouldn't normally expect a video game to do. And I think it's in that sort of space where games are making real progress.
Andy Robertson, Geek Dad, thank you very much. And Andy's written a blog giving us all the news from E3. You can find it on the You and Yours website.